Today I want to talk about SEO and social media fear of being the D word. I believe there is an unrealistic fear that challenges many people in my line of work, and I am bold enough to address it even if others are not. There are certain elements within the fields of SEO and social media marketing which cause many misunderstandings and hardships for reputable people with good means and good intent. People have chosen many names for the people representing those bad elements, but one stands out more prominently than others. For now, I'll call it the D word, and it's something that wise people must be cautious of being grouped with. It seems that the bad elements in social media and SEO have caused some quality people to become unreasonably afraid to properly promote their goods or services. It affects many other industries, and it seems to have created an overall hypersensitivity which causes many people to just hint about how they actually keep their business running, rather than be upfront about it. This is often an unreasonable fear, but definitely worth some consideration. I'll explain this with a story. Not so long ago, I tried my best to be less self-conscious about what others might say and become more promotional of my own services. Yes, more promotional rather than less. It felt kind of awkward because that is the opposite of what I often suggest to others. This is because over-promoting your own value is often looked down upon, regardless how worthwhile it is. Being less promotional and more promotable by focusing on others often leads them to do the promoting for you. The trick is in having a good balance. After all, even if you are astonishingly good at something, if you rely solely on others to do your promoting, you will often be let down. Finding a promotional balance in social media. What I am describing can really go either way, and finding just the right balance between self-promotion and being promoted by others is a tricky matter. You see, there's this awkward little piece of our psychology that makes us far less likely to promote something that benefits somebody else more than it benefits us. This often holds true, even if we actually think something is worth promoting. It is a bit cynical, but it is a common reaction of people, and it's hard to change that. An ideal marketing balance lies somewhere between remaining highly promotable by others while still effectively promoting things which actually sustain our business needs. To meet this challenge, it is often considered best to keep our efforts more useful to others than to ourselves, and I believe that's an excellent goal. It makes us more creative, and it helps us to be more fun and entertaining. It can also have a really big downside. In my case of seeking that balance, it is not about a lack of confidence. I know that what I do for others benefits them more than it benefits me. I work hard to be useful to others, and I have a solid record of helping companies to become very successful by implementing effective marketing strategies. I'm extremely good at getting websites ranked in the top of search engine results, and I know how to make something very marketable, except my own services. So why is it that I find it so challenging to create a balance? In simple terms, I don't want to be one of those people who are unfairly chastised for trading money for the things in my brain. You know, because people often think that things like experience and knowledge should be free. For more on that mentality, I seriously suggest reading Strategic Marketing Failure, Are You Giving It Up Too Easy? It's a good article. I do suggest that strongly. Why the social media promotional balance occurred to me is an interesting thing. My moment of introspection came differently to me. It was not because anybody called me the D word. It came after several friends told me that my own self-marketing didn't have enough bite. Really, they told me I needed to be more upfront by saying, "Hey, look at me. I accept money from companies to make them more successful in their marketing, and I have a hell of a track record of success." They said I needed to be more clear that the things I write about are the things I get paid to do, and that I don't cost companies money, I make them money. That should be simple, and I can support that with facts. My argument was that I didn't want to become one of those douchebags, the D word, so many people were talking about. I didn't want to be berated for that horribly ugly term, self-promotion. I'm very critical of the way some people promote themselves in my line of work, because I can see through the hype. I despise the dishonesty and sleaziness of many people's marketing approach in my industry, and I refuse to do it. I've always been extremely opposed to taking the if you can't beat 'em, join 'em approach, even to the point of underhyping myself to less than half of the level of my own credibility and experience. If I boasted with truth half as much as others in my field boast with lies, I could knock a bunch of them right off the totem pole, but risk being a douchebag by doing it. I even felt really awkward the first time I placed ads on my blog, because douchebags do that. I was even more concerned when I added that awesome pop-up reminder to subscribe to my blog, but now I'm really glad I did it. I described the considerably tiny amount of friction I got from it in my early article titled Social Media Goals and Complications of Winning, but it has been an overall success. I want to remind you, the cynics are not buying your lunch. I've said it before, but it is worth reiterating. The cynics are not buying your lunch. It's easy to forget that many people are cynical and insulting without good reasons. I realize that some people will not immediately recognize that I'm actually teaching people good and sensible, no-hype ideas about their marketing. Most people who look a little closer change their mind once they get to know me and my work. Unfortunately, that initial concern of a douchebag moniker held me back, and still does to some degree. The good news is that I'm getting over the concern and finding it easier to say, hey, look at me, I accept money from companies to make them more successful in their marketing, and I have a hell of a track record of success. I'm also finding it a lot easier to say, I would like to talk with you about improving your marketing. I'll tell you why it got easier, because it's all true, and it is how I earn a living. Just because a few outspoken people do not like it does not change the fact that I am still providing more value for free than many people do for pay. I was reminded of all this today as I went through a list of new people following me on Twitter. I found myself making fast judgments about them. It all got me to wondering how I might look on the surface, and before people got to know me. It made me wonder how many people suffer on one side or the other of this balancing act. It appeared to me that more of them were afflicted on the opposite side of the self-promotion equation. I think it is an important thing to be aware of in either instance, and I hope I've encouraged you to step back and try to imagine how others see you. Maybe you are a little too douchebag, and maybe you are not quite enough douchebag. If you're like me and not making it clear enough about the action you want people to take, you may need some more bite too. It's worth some consideration. This sort of insecurity has begun to fade for me, and it is because I took another look at just how successful I have helped others to become in their business. Yes, in the end, I came to understand that I really am damn good at what I do. If you hate me for it, maybe you just hate me for being a douchebag. As long as it is totally unfounded, I'm okay with that. I'd like to know what you think. Have you encountered this too? Add your comments at awebguy.com, and I'll look forward to that. Have a great day.